Hey guys, Lance Zierlein here. We're Houston. We're the city of champions. How about I give you another champion? If you suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. They're champions. Free consultations are available 24/7. Dial 713-CALL-NOW. That's 713-CALL-NOW and DaspitLaw.com.
Broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Good Wednesday morning, everybody. John and Lance along with Del for the next 3 hours here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Coming off a wonderful day at Highland Pines with the dew point. I mean, perfect yesterday. The dew point was excellent, and it could not have been better. It was a wonderful day. All of the... I'm kind of surprised that I don't... You missed it because you had left. But the ceremony afterwards, we're giving out the prizes and awards. I tend to insult a lot of people.
A lot of people.
And I'm surprised one guy wasn't. He was closest to the hole. His name was Kelsey Kirby.
Okay.
Kelsey Kirby. And I thought he should win it just because his parents, you know, he was stuck with that name for the rest of his whole life, and I don't know how he received that. The worst team, they were 2 under. We were only 6 under. We couldn't make a putt. We had 12 10-footers that we couldn't make. We were so terrible at putting. But the worst team got a prize. But one of the guys, this was all tatted up, and I said maybe you should spend less time, you know. Maybe more time hitting balls and less time in the chair getting tats. That I don't know how he received that.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm not sure he received that too well.
You're going to have to be careful because at some point...
Especially tat guy.
You're going to receive something. And I don't know how you're going to receive it.
Yeah. And then the guys that actually won it at 21 under,
yeah,
which I told you it was going to be 21 under.
Yeah.
And we all gave him the bulls. You know, bull shirts. We gave them all the bull shirts, and they were kind of pissed. Actually, they said no, we shot 21. No, you didn't. No, you didn't.
Del, if you missed this, John just made a bunch of people mad yesterday.
Yeah,
not just during the show, but this time after the round. I don't know if you recognize it. He made people mad.
Well, he tried to turn my show into his personal playground as well. He walked by a couple of times. Hey, you want a beer? Well, no. I don't want a beer. I'm doing a show.
Why don't you want a beer?
Could you leave me alone while I don't want to fight you and mosquitoes. Get out of here. I'm just trying to do a show and get out of there. I don't know if you heard, but the dew point was affecting the temperatures. And so much so that the back half of the lineup was like, we're not doing the show
warm
out there.
It was a warm blanket out there because that dew point was 79.
They moved inside.
Yeah, the back
talk
half,
about soft.
The back half lineup was having none of it.
Soft. Man. I mean, whatevs.
Look at dew point. Anything over 70 is considered oppressive. We went from 76 to 79.
That was awesome.
It got a little wet.
It got a little wet. But it was beautiful. It was wonderful.
Good course. We had a good time.
It was the course was great. Everything. Couldn't have been better. Thanks for everybody. Kids' meals win. Lance is a good player. Lance, you haven't played in 5 years, and you were striping it pretty good.
Yeah, nice. I had some, but I was pin high on most shots. One time I was in the water, but I was pin high.
Pin high. He's like, it doesn't matter. I'm pin high.
No, I'm pin high. I mean, I was dialed in, just a little left.
Every shot that we took, it's going to be, well, it'll be either mine or Tim's. It'll be mine or
me
Clay.
Or Clay. Me or John. No, I hit it okay for not hitting for 5 years. I did wake up with certain muscles like, that's a golf muscle.
He's out for for 3 months.
That's a golf muscle. Yeah. You'll find out. If you don't play for a long time, you find out which muscles you only use swinging a golf club.
I had never seen, you know, the show before us. This is Canty and Michelle. Uh-huh. And it's a lot more interesting than I thought. I had never seen
You mean them. Watching it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It's a lot more interesting than I thought.
Okay, AK, they have a blonde on here.
Well,
it's not Laura Rutledge. They did change it. There used to be a different girl on here. producer. The producer's saying, what is he fed up with today? You know, Dell just tells us what he's fed up with just in the middle of when it's usually us. So that, you know what I'm fed up with? Waiting for Christian Javier to actually. And yesterday was exactly what I was worried about. When I saw him have his great game the other day, I thought he was just hanging sliders left and right, and they just weren't hitting him against the A's. I didn't think he looked all that great, but the numbers looked good. You know, the results were good. He was not good yesterday, and he's throwing this imminently. He can pop 92 on the mitt on the fastball. He doesn't really spot the fastballs all that well, and his sliders are just slow hanging sliders. Gave up a 2-run home run in the first. And then just got beat up a little bit. Had one strikeout the entire game, 3 walks. It was just not a good start. His start is worse than a right now. He's not even pitching well enough to be considered starting pitcher 5 on most Astro teams that we've seen in the past, other than this year's.
Here's what Espada had to say. He said, "I'm not concerned health wise. I just don't think he's quite there yet. I think we're over the health issue. It's more getting his mechanics, getting in the groove of things. He just wasn't as sharp, wasn't able to finish hitters." I liked it. You know what? Espada was pretty honest about
Framber
the day before.
Yeah.
And he was honest about Javier last night.
Well, he answered a question. I mean, is there anything health? He just told us right there. It ain't health.
Health.
It's mechanics. It's pitching.
Well, that is encouraging. Since, you know, we know that Javier can be better than this, right?
Well, I mean, we've seen
if he gets his
it.
Mechanics down. And by the way, after you miss that much time, how sharp are you going to be coming back? I mean, a lot of guys take a little bit of time to come back after they've been out for a while. You know what? You're throwing him out there. I don't know. Are you implying that they should not throw him out there? Or
I don't know what you should do with them right now. You don't really have a choice.
Yeah. No, you don't really have a choice right now, especially with Blanco still, you know, suspended. But when Blanco comes back, it's not him that's going to leave the rotation. It's going to be Hunter Brown that leaves the rotation. And when Jose Urquidy comes back, he's starting for Triple A Sugarland this weekend. When Urquidy comes back, then you got another decision to make. And you know what? Eric Geddy's been throwing pretty damn well. It'll be interesting to see so many decisions that he's got to make with Jose Abreu coming back, with Chaz now getting in the lineup last night, not looking good. He pinch hit for him.
Boy, late. And his defensively, when that shot off the wall,
yeah.
Like, why are you squeezing it? You've been there before. You don't squeeze the wall that tight on a shot like that. Best case scenario, it caroms off the wall. Why are you playing so tight to the wall? Yeah, what, are you going to jump over the wall?
He could have stopped the run.
He could have. All he had to do was back up and play the right.
Carrot. Porky, hog, fat ass, double wide, butterball.
No one's saying that, Dell. No one's saying that about him.
Thick and slow out there trying to get that ball.
He was a little thick and slow.
Yeah.
But he did catch a couple of line drives. Listen, okay. First of all, big ups to two guys. First, Kyle Tucker is incredible.
Right, he is just
Kyle Tucker is the best player in baseball right now. You can have Soto. I'll take Tucker. He is Otani.
You can take Tucker for one more year.
I'll take Tucker
and then
for
you
this.
Have to let
I got him for six. I got him for 10 months still. That's okay.
Yeah.
I got him for over 10 months.
Yeah.
So I'll take that. Okay. And the most unselfish player in all of baseball, Josh Hader. Okay.
He's a great teammate.
What a great teammate. Yeah. While Dell yesterday was berating him for not wanting to pitch more than one inning with San Diego.
He read an article.
Well,
I berated him beforehand, then I read the article.
Oh, you did berate him.
I'm only taking great Astro, Joe Musgrove. He felt the same way.
Apparently they had an
POS.
Issue. They had an issue with him.
What's your problem with Joe Musgrove?
Oh, Joe Musgrove he hated the Astros after the cheating scandal. You know what?
Well, they got rid of him.
Screw you.
Of course.
Can't stand you, Musgrove.
I like Joe.
Yeah, that for those who didn't hear
overrated,
it on that one segment.
Overpaid.
He was the anger from Milwaukee was that, well, I guess there was anger. I didn't know about this, but Josh, it was a long article by Buster Olney. Josh Hader wouldn't throw more than an inning because he was said, "I'm looking out for myself," basically.
My contract,
He basically said, "I'm looking out for contract year, so I'm not going to go more than one." Not exactly best teammate type stuff, but he, as an Astro, now that he got his payday, As an Astro, he's thrown two innings here, like basically back to back. He's thrown two innings for them in games where they've needed them. And the Astros win against a bad team in extra innings, but it's still a win. And that's all you're trying to, you get through a subpar Christian Javier start with a W. Thanks in large part to the two home runs by what John Singleton shot to center field. Yeah, Abreu. The anger in Twitter about the idea of Abreu even getting in at bat was just...
I'm rethinking that whole thing. I don't know that he would have done what Singleton has done. I mean, I guess I should.
I told you this yesterday. Why?
He's hitting 99.
Listen, the reality of it is that you're going to have to watch Jose Abreu bat. Why? That's the reality.
But
of
why
it.
Is that the reality? But why is that the reality?
Because $40 million left on the contract.
You got, and then so you're going to get hurt twice?
Yeah. Yeah, you are.
You already, it's already bad money.
Like, listen, I mean, John Singleton has hit some home runs and some big home runs, and actually he's played a part in this nice little run that they're on.
He's just a better player than Abreu right now.
That's nice, and actually he's played a good first base. He has played a good first
base. He's a better player than Abreu right now.
But you're just going to have to live with this.
Let me ask you, if you bought a car.
This is the reality of it.
If you bought a car and the car didn't, you bought a shirt and you didn't like the shirt didn't really fit great, you didn't like the way
Is it a $60 million shirt?
It was an expensive shirt.
$60 million.
No, but it's an expensive shirt relative to shirts. Okay. Would you just keep wearing it?
Yes.
Now you can't. Because you spent a lot of money out of it?
Now you can't.
But you don't think you look good in it.
I don't care.
You can't use the shirt as an example.
Wendy wouldn't let you wear it.
You can't use the shirt as an example.
Car?
You bought some expensive pants. And it's and they're expensive, but every time you wear them, it looks like you pooed on yourself.
Yeah.
Are you going to wear those pants
you
over and over again?
You poop pants because they're expensive?
No, you won't.
Yeah. Lying.
Yeah. Yeah.
And every time Getaway Day Jose is out there, it looks like the Astros pooed on themselves. Stop.
All they're going to do is make people – listen. All they're going to do is make people mad. They're already going to be mad about all the players leaving.
But do you think they care? Last year they made everybody mad about Montero every time he started. Okay?
You don't have to start Abreu. There's really no reason to.
I know.
You honestly don't even have to have him on the roster.
You're shooting the messenger. I'm just telling
you're
you.
You're an aggressive messenger who's trying
to start Jose Abreu.
You're a messenger who's like, you have to. I would wear poo pants. No, you wouldn't.
You wouldn't.
You wouldn't wear a shirt that doesn't fit.
You wouldn't wear expensive pants that made you look like you crapped on yourself.
No,
every
you
time
wouldn't.
You wore
them. You're lying. Wait a minute. You wouldn't drive a car that didn't run right, even though it was expensive. If you had another one, you would stay in the car that ran right.
He was
would 100%
do
that.
He's just as good as Singleton. John, he left the club hitting under 100. Well, he's got to play. He doesn't have to play. He doesn't. He can sit there and be a bad vibes guy, and everyone doesn't look at him while he's there because he's pouting. Or let him stay in Florida. Who's missing him? Who? No,
nobody. Jeff, that's it. The only person missing Jose Abreu is Jeff.
We playing mommy ball?
Listen.
Jeff's got to make sure his guy plays.
It's... like it, or you can bitch all the way. Okay, go write Jim Crane a letter.
Well, he doesn't
and
read.
Tell him
he doesn't read.
You know how upset you are with this whole situation.
I'm more upset.
And you know what's going to happen?
I don't think
Jose Abreu starting.
I don't. I don't think so. He's not going
to.
I mean, is he going to get a start at some point? Yeah.
No. He's
but this
gonna,
is not going to be his job.
They're going to They're going to give him more shots. Until he proves he can't do it, and then
like over
really,
the
then
last,
it'll be,
like over the last 2 years.
Well,
don't tell me about his 1 month. Don't tell me about his month.
He had a
or
great
that
month.
Series.
And great series.
Okay, and .99 is what this year? How's he been this year so far? He's not hitting 100. And he can't hit.
He's
a ball.
.99.
He can't hit a ball.
He's hit
better now.
Yeah, he hit like .220 in a ball, right?
Well, he's gotten better over the last couple of days.
Yeah.
But whatever that
he
might mean.
He had a double. Jeff worked with him.
I'm more upset that this particular decision has me riled up about baseball.
No. Like, who could be this stupid?
Yeah, why do I
you
have
know
to...
you have a guy that absolutely can't play. I haven't been this frustrated since watching threes
since
continue to be
year.
Launched since by what was his name? That goofy guy who was nice enough, but from Florida. I just forget his name. Headband guy with the Rockets, who was one of the worst shooters they've ever had. Played on the national championship Florida teams.
Corey.
Corey Brewer.
Yeah, Corey Brewer. I've been this frustrated since, like, Corey Brewer continues to shoot threes. He can't shoot. And Daryl brought him back a second time. That was like him coming off a DFA. Like, what are we doing? We already know this guy can't shoot. And you got a team that needs to find a shooter, and you got Corey frickin' Brewer, who I've seen hit the side of the backboard more than once on a three. That cannot stand. This idea that the fans are going to be so pissed. Like, I don't think Joe Spada, this is his job on the line. If he ends up with a baseball team that finishes at, you know, a 42% winning percentage, and he better be careful. He better be playing team players that can win. Jose Abreu can't.
Well, he might be getting from the top. He might be hearing it from the top. Hey, this is what you're doing. This is who you're playing.
I mean, if that's the case, that's fine. But what a way to go out if you hear that from the top and then you get fired after a year.
Yeah. Well, we got to break it here. I got to tell you right now about something that's great's going on, and we want you to join the club. We need you to join the club. If you are somebody, and listen, grill season is coming up here. Have you updated your grill? Do you want to get that new grill? Well, then you have to join the club, okay? 975grills.com, 975grills.com. You get a Texas Star Grill Shop. You get exclusive deals if you're in the club. You get discounts on everything if you're in the club. The grilling season is here. If you haven't seen and you're thinking about installing a new grill, not just a grill, but an entire outdoor kitchen, they have everything you could possibly want, including the meat, okay? They sell the meat there that is fantastic as well. You should not go anywhere else. Texas Star Grill Shop is the biggest supplier for grills in the city. What Rick and Michelle have done is unbelievable. You benefit from what they've done and how big they've gotten, all the different locations. You can do it online, but you want to stop by one of the stores and see, feel, touch, and have the experts put in that outdoor grill for you. Outdoor kitchens, it's unbelievable. You have to join the club, though. 975grills.com, 975grills.com.
ESPN 97.5. You're listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
All right, welcome back on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Astros win, five games out. Seattle is 27-22. Astros 22-27. Now just two games behind the Rangers in the in third place, solidly in third place. The only team that's playing well in the division, although Seattle's won six of their last 10. The Astros 8-2. They got an afternoon game today, and then they hit the road for this weekend series in Oakland. So this is the time to make hay, and they've been making hay. They need to win this one today to finish 8-2 on this homestand. It's Brown against Anderson. Then they go to Oakland. Verlander, Fromber, Blanco, Javier this weekend in Oakland. Oh, you got a three-game series in Oakland. Excuse me. Javier will open the series in Seattle.
Oh, good. So that's as good as you can expect against a bad subpar team.
Yeah.
Hard to call them bad when we're about the same record, but you've got a subpar team, and you got your three best pitchers going there to try to win on the road. That's good.
Yeah.
Is there any way to go to a three-man rotation? I know there's been talk about six-man rotation. Does anyone? I'll take Arrigetti, a four-man rotation. Let's get back to old-school four-man rotation.
So
you remember, you're old enough to remember the old vaunted four-man rotation days.
Oh, man, yeah.
Yeah.
That was the Orioles in 71.
You used to get,
four, won 20 games.
Oh, those guys were getting over 40 starts a year.
Yeah. That's the way it used to go. And you know what? I don't remember.
Never any injuries.
I don't remember any injuries.
I swear to God, I don't remember. Yeah. The only thing I remember is, well, J.R. Richard did have a stroke, so that was pretty bad.
That was pretty bad,
but not like arm injury. Let me remember all Nolan. You know how Nolan Ryan got hurt? He'd have a blister on his finger from how fast the stitching came off his finger. But I don't remember pitchers having UCL injuries. They also did not pitch year-round in baseball when they were youth, and I don't know that they were torquing as much spin rate on the curveballs. So it was not something we grew up with, bad injuries for pitchers. It's not something you saw. Now it's like, you know, Lance McCullers, Lance McCullers is hearing the Houston fans. He deals with it on social media. He knows. Here, I'll send the.
What did he do? An interview at his coffee shop or something?
Yeah.
That's good.
Well, I had somebody reach out and say, if I see Lance do one more rehab interview at his coffee shop with all his coffee stuff on display as an advertisement, I'm going to lose my mind.
Yeah.
And I get it. I mean, look, people are frustrated. I'm sure there's no one more frustrated than Lance. But listen, this is just what it is. Like, When Justin Verlander wasn't pitching, people were frustrated when he was hurt for a long time. When Tracy McGrady was hurt all the time, when Yao was hurt, it doesn't matter who you are and what sport. If you're hurt, and especially it just seems like if you're being paid a lot, and sometimes if you're being paid a lot is for the simple reason of, you know, a lot is expected of you. If you're being paid good money, people want you out there performing. And for Lance McCullers, this has been a career of injuries.
Yeah.
It's been a career of injuries. And over the last 3 years, it's just like, missed 21, was it? Or 20? No. Well, missed 20. No, that was a. No, I think it was missed 21. Came back in 22.
Was he here for the
half of
short 22? Season?
God,
I don't remember. I can't remember.
Yeah, he was here because I interviewed him. Me and Eric interviewed him for the podcast. He was very upset about playing during the pandemic.
Because he was busy?
Risking their lives.
Oh, they were risking their lives?
Don't you think you
could have... It seems like every time he goes out, he's risking his life.
Don't you think you could have ended it with he was very upset with playing? It doesn't seem like he wants to do that. So I know he's hurt, and we're making jokes. We get it. But I'm not frustrated by him not being available. I just think it's funny every time someone sees him.
So he didn't play in 19.
Throw the baseball! I don't care about your coffee! Well...
He didn't play in 19.
He's got to have a life, I guess.
In 21, okay, so basically, oh, wait, we're on 24 now.
Yes.
Okay, so in 22, he pitched 8 games. He didn't pitch last year. That's what it is. So he came back late in 22. Well,
he had that,
in August.
That start in Philadelphia.
Basically in August.
Gave up 8 homers.
Yeah, he pitched 8 games. You know, he wasn't bad. He had 3-4, what's his ERA? His ERA in his 8 games was, where's his actual stats? Do I have to go through all this crap?
No, this is.
Where's the stat? There it is, 3.86. He had in 22, he had a 2.27 ERA.
Are you using the Internet Wayback Machine to find his stats?
No, I have to. He had a 2.27 ERA. He was 4-2 in 8 games. He came back and was fine. Remember, he wasn't good in the minors in his warm-ups, and then it was like, hey, Lance McCullers came out and pitched well. He had a bad postseason game, but for the most part, Lance pitched well, but it was only 8 regular season games. He came back in August. You remember that? So he came back in late August of 22, didn't pitch 23, hasn't pitched 24. I mean, that's the sleeping bag. It's John Wall type stuff. People are going to be extraordinarily frustrated with you.
Yeah,
there's no way around.
They don't want to see you doing interviews or in your coffee. So, they don't want to see your coffee.
So Luis Garcia got hurt after him and was supposed to, and he's going to be back before Lance because that's what I've seen, that Luis Garcia, if we're doing the timeline thing, expect Luis Garcia back before Lance, despite being hurt after.
Yeah, I just texted you Lance's interview.
Is he talking about coffee or baseball?
Well, he's talking about baseball, but pull it down. We'll set it up for you. There's obviously no bad language. Will Kunkel from Fox 26 does the interview, and Will was trying to defend him on social media when people were coming after him, but he stopped pretty quick.
Yeah, I would stop.
I think he understood that you're not going to win that one against Astros.
No. Spend that type of energy on McCullers.
So I got a question. Has Joe Espada come out with the rotation? What's going to happen here?
What do you mean?
Well, because the ESPN, they're listing all the pitchers for the next 10 games. They've got Blanco coming back on the 26th. It was actually May 14th that he got suspended for 10 days. So they've got Blanco starting on Sunday against the A's, the 26th.
Okay.
They've got Hunter Brown, followed by Verlander, Valdez, Blanco, Javier. Then they got Hunter Brown, Verlander, Valdez, Blanco, and Javier. Did Eric Eddie die or something? Did he get shot at a pool party or something?
Are we making jokes?
No, we're not making jokes.
Shot at a pool party?
Or something.
Are we making jokes about our great Tank Dell?
Oh, man, you have turned on Tank Dell fast.
I did not turn on Tank Dell. I'm just asking. Something happened to the...
I just tried to Google Eric Getty.
Another Italian that's being...
I just tried to Google Eric Getty, and what does spaghetti. Google try to tell me?
Spaghetti.
They said, do you mean spaghetti?
Yes.
Why did I try to type in his name? I misspelled it.
Is there something? Because dude just won a game, and he's now 2-4.
Hunter Brown is not in it. It's not Hunter Brown.
Well, it looks to me like Hunter Brown is starting today, and I don't see Eric Getty on this list. Did Joe Espada come out with this, or is this just ESPN? I have not seen Joe Espada say who's going to be starting.
Do you think there's a conspiracy against Eric Getty?
Against Eric Getty.
Well, I mean, if we're willing to play
the Italians.
Well, if we're willing to play Jose Abreu as you're basically commanding that they play Abreu, why not just play Hunter Brown over Eric Getty too? If we're going to do it like that, if wins don't mean anything in May either, who cares about wins and losses in April or May? Play Jose Abreu and play Hunter Brown over Eric Getty.
Well,
let's do that.
Once again, racism. In Major League Baseball, okay, keeping the Italian down.
You think Italians are persecuted a lot in baseball?
How many? Okay, name all the great Italian baseball players.
I mean, there were a lot of them back in the day.
Back in the day,
yeah,
back in the day when there was less racism in this country.
Less racism.
Yeah, yeah.
In the 50s, in the 60s.
Yep. Joe DiMaggio.
Okay.
Right. Yogi Berra. Yeah, well, that's when it was great. That was when this country was great.
You know, just like we say about other ethnicities, you guys decided you want to do other things. You just want to play other sports. That's all.
You
feel like
playing baseball.
Yeah, you don't feel like playing baseball anymore. You want to do other stuff.
You think we got bored with baseball?
Yeah,
now?
I mean that's what I hear when people bring up other people who don't play baseball anymore. Hey, the Italian just got bored with it. They want to do something else.
This is terrible.
Start your own basketball league or something.
Are we going Hunter Brown instead of our guy? Instead of Eric Getty? I mean, what's going on? What happened to this country? I know what happened at my house this past week. It was Air Team came over and they did a fantastic job. I loved what they did for me and what they're going to do for you. But listen, I cannot stress this enough. And they are really, they're busy right now. But do you know what? They love to come to your home, clean out your outside air conditioner. Make sure that everything is working upstairs in your attic. All the furnace and the air conditioner are in great shape right now for this summer because this is if you don't maintain your stuff. When was the last time that you cleaned out your air conditioner? When was the last time that you had any maintenance done on your air conditioner? If it's been, you need to do it before this summer comes. Even if you did it last year, you have to do it. You have to maintain it. I didn't. You know what happened to me? I had to replace two of them. Don't be stupid like me, because I'm stupid. Air Team is going to come, and they're going to maintain it, and they don't want to be replaced, and they want to make sure that you get your air conditioning at the best possible way you can. Now, they got 24-hour emergency service line. They've got a warehouse full of equipment if you need it. They've got rebates for wonderful equipment. They've got all the different AC systems. They've got everything you could possibly need. They've got employees that have been there 10, 15, 20 years, 30 years. They've been doing this for 35 years. It's family-owned business. The Curtises do a great job and have forever. AirTeamLTD.com, AirTeamLTD.com, 713-956-8326. Tell them you heard it right here.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
All right, I want to switch this up just a second here. Get off of baseball and guys who don't play. Here, a report, Bleacher Report's Alex Kay. Do you know him?
No.
Most overrated players at each position in the NFL. What do you think quarterback is?
Most overrated player at quarterback in the NFL? I would say, I guess Burrow, since he's never healthy.
That's not it.
Okay, let me give you my real answer. Overrated. I'm going to say... God, Dak Prescott.
Not Dak Prescott. Justin Herbert.
No, that's fair.
Yeah.
Yep.
Third,
that's good.
Third highest paid player in the league.
No, that's a better one. Yeah. Herbert or I can't even say Trevor Lawrence. I'm not even sure where he's rated. So, yeah, Herbert's, yeah, that's not bad.
That's not bad because of how much money he's making, what he's done in his career, his record. It's not good. He's 30-32 in regular season games.
I'm not doing record.
He hasn't won a playoff game.
I'm not doing record because people pick and choose when to do record. So, right. So if your record in postseason's not good, that doesn't count. If your record in regular season's good, that counts.
Well, yeah, but it does, somewhat in at the quarterback position because you can make a difference.
Well, but
in your
team.
You can find that
in the game if you watch. And Justin
you
Herbert
don't like
doesn't
to look
have,
at CJ's record.
No, I like to see how they play.
Yeah.
No one, like, that's box score scouting. How do they play? CJ plays great. If you watch the game, you see Justin Herbert is inconsistent. He doesn't play two halves.
Yeah.
He didn't play two halves. You can watch it. If you watch it, quarterback records for people who don't watch games because and they just want to win arguments because I get it. I get that that's how we're trying to quantify winning. But how does he play? Well, his stats look good. Then let's look at his stats in close and late in fourth quarter.
Listen, I understand.
He's had some bad defense,
yes,
too.
That's true. That is true. But and that absolutely plays into it. But it is kind of a big quarterback position. It is kind of a big deal whether or not you win. And
do you make winning plays?
Yes. Yes.
That I agree with.
Running back. This is a little tougher, but it's probably absolutely true. Although he did have a little bit of a bounce back last year with New England.
They're not saying Zeke,
most overrated.
Oh God, I don't think he's rated highly.
Yeah, well,
I don't like that one. But I'm going to say Austin Eckler.
They didn't use Austin Eckler last year.
Yeah, but
year.
I don't think he's
they
a
were
real
pissed at him last
running
year.
Back. I think he's more of a wide receiver.
Right.
Although I'd really, I haven't had time to think about this and go over the list. I can probably find a better one, but because he does score some touchdowns, that's interesting. Overrated
tight end. Kyle Pitts,
I mean,
but
it's hard.
He hasn't had anybody to throw.
I know,
to.
But it's hard. Yeah. It's hard to argue against it.
No, it's hard to argue against it. But it's also it'll be interesting to see whether or not Kirk Cousins turns him into. Then you will know it's like it was all about that quarterback. It was all about that quarterback. They've got Orlando Brown as the most overrated lineman. Leonard Williams, most overrated defensive. Well,
I don't watch him enough
tackle.
To know. Yeah, that's interesting.
Joey Bosa. Defensive end, most overrated. Devin White. They, wide receiver. Who's the most overrated wide receiver?
Most overrated wide receiver. Man, I literally have no idea on these.
No.
Maybe DK Metcalf?
Stephon Diggs.
Huh.
Hmm. That's where this is all going. He had 500-plus yard outings. And 6 touchdowns in the first 7 games. After that, he never got more than 87 yards, and he only had two touchdowns in his last 10 games last year. Plus, he had another stinker in the postseason where he had caught three passes for 21 yards against the Chiefs. And the year before, he had 4 catches for 35 yards against the Bengals.
You know, I'm going back for a second to Justin Herbert. He's had some pretty good wide receivers. He's had Mike Williams. He's had Keenan Allen. Keenan's not real fast, but he gets open.
No.
But, you know, last year he missed 4 games. He had 13 home. Yeah. He had 13 games. He had 20 touchdowns and 7 interceptions. 20 touchdowns in 13 games isn't that great. The year before he played in all 17, he had 25-10. In today's era of football, where you throw the ball as much as you do, he had 4,700 yards passing. He only had 25 touchdowns. That's like Schaub numbers. He's had 45 touchdowns and 17 interceptions the last. Now, you know, the year that has everyone, I think, overrating him is he had second year. Well, his rookie year was good, too. Yeah, 31-10. And then his second year was 38-15 and with 5,000 yards passing. And then he's kind of cruised off of that. His first 2 years, he came out of the gate really, really fast. But after that, I mean, it's been his yards per attempt, 6.9 last year. The year before, 6.8. that's not great. Those are really low. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, Justin Herbert, man, this is a big year for him. And here's what's going to happen. His yards per attempt are going to go up because Jim Harbaugh's offense is going to be more run-centric, which is a lot of play action. And if you look at J.J. McCarthy, his yards per attempt are pretty high. So he's going to throw a lot more intermediate. It'll be a good offensive fit for him. Maybe ask him to do less is better.
Yep. Well, do you expect his touchdown passes to go up? I don't know.
Well, I mean, yeah, he lost his wide receivers. We'll see.
He lost his wide receivers, and it's going to be more run-centric.
Yeah, we'll see.
And when he gets down by the goal line, they're going to be running the football, more than likely. Who are they going to depend on to catch the ball? Them and Buffalo. Who's going to catch the ball?
Ladd McConkey.
Yeah, okay.
Or some people call him, and I don't agree with this, some people call him Ladd the Honky. And I don't, that's not something that I'm co-signing.
Right.
That's not
I don't know
be,
why you won't co-sign it, considering you made it
you
up.
This
is what the streets are saying.
The streets aren't calling him Ladd the Honky.
Agree or disagree on Stephon Diggs being overrated?
I agree to an extent. I think that he's come, like, he's not a downfield threat anymore like he used to be. But I can't fully agree with that because he's been the guy in Buffalo, and he still gets open.
I tell you what.
He
was going to make $17 million, $18 million in the last three years of that contract. I guess he'll make big money. I guess he will, but I don't know. I think that if I was him, I'd say, nah, I want to keep that contract.
Does it feel like he is still in his prime, or does it feel like he might be ticking
30.
Down?
He's 30.
I know. Does it feel like he might be ticking down a little bit? I feel like he might be ticking down a little bit.
I mean, and you got Tank, who CJ loves to throw to. Nico, who he loves to throw to. You got Dalton Schultz. You got Joe Mixon now. He ain't putting up the numbers again this year. I don't expect him to be their leading receiver this year.
Who do you think it's going to be?
I think it's going to be Nico.
Yeah, I think Nico leads in yards. I think that Diggs has more catches.
You think so?
Yeah. Yeah, I think he'll definitely have more targets. But what's going to be interesting is how C.J. Stroud handles this, because C.J. is his team, and he's not going to just –
No.
Like, Stephon can't just bitch and yell and cry at him on the sideline and make CJ look foolish. CJ's not going to – CJ doesn't do that. He doesn't put up with that stuff. He didn't in his pre-draft workouts when he yelled at Bobby Slowick when Bobby got in his face. He's not going to put up with it with anybody. If you're – and I don't want to say it's like one of these Gen Z disrespecting me. It's not that. If you're not coming to him in the right way, if you want to be confrontational, he'll be confrontational back. And Josh Allen finally snapped a couple times. Josh got tired of Stephon Diggs. If Stephon pulls that stuff here, he's a one-year guy. He's a one-year guy, so I don't expect it to happen.
No.
But if he gets upset because he needs his catches and touchdowns, you know, is he going to be a guy who's not celebrating a touchdown because Tank has 10 for the year and he has, you know, 8 or 7? Is he going to be a guy that's not in for the team because he wants the stats? I would hope not, too. But now that he has a one-year deal – if he is, bye. You got a second-round rental, I guess.
Yep. All right, 7-3.
I'm happy to have him. Listen, I'm happy to see what – it's going to look good, all right? It's going to look good with those three wide receivers. But if you don't want to be on the team, everything Nico says is, man, I ain't turning down money if they want to offer me some money. I'm not saying no to money. He said, but I just want to keep playing. Like, he says all the right things. Nico is the worker bee. He's got some Andre Johnson in him. And Stephon, we already know he's a diva. We already know. This is well established in the league. It's not going to change. The stripes don't turn to spots. So he's going to continue to be a diva. It's just how much are we going to see this year? Hopefully not a lot.
Do we care? Do we care that Laremy Tunsil and Titus Howard and Shaq Mason and Danielle Hunter were all not at OTAs? Stephon Diggs not there.
Not really.
Do we care?
I would have liked for Stephon to be there, but who cares? Not really. These are veterans.
Yeah.
This is more of a trend. So, I guess maybe some of the new guys you'd love to see there, but I don't think it'll matter unless they have a history of not being workers. It doesn't really concern me.
I mean, it's, as long as they're all work. And OTAs are OTAs. Let's not get crazy about it. But
yeah, there's not a lot.
Especially in new situations, guys will show up, want to, be with their teammates.
No CeeDee Lamb, no Micah Parsons, less and less. it's turning into like the slam dunk contest. It's not cool, or the home run. No, slam dunk contest. It's not cool to be at OTAs for the star players.
For the dunk contest, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. It's like, it's not cool to be at the OTAs if you're a star
Titus
player.
Titus Howard's not a star player.
I think at times he feels like he is.
Have you seen his paycheck? Paid like a star.
Ben Simmons paid like a star, not a star player.
It's the most expensive.
Ben Simmons is a star.
Who?
Ben Simmons?
Who's played more games over the last...
Ben Simmons?
Yeah,
let me ask you a question. Who has played more games over the last 3 years, Ben Simmons or Lance McCullers?
Lance is
a pitcher.
Lance had eight? Well, Ben Simmons had more than eight. He played more than eight. Yeah, Ben Simmons wins.
And Lance has a 162-game schedule.
Twice as many games.
But Lance only pitches every five.
Yeah,
even on the roster... Oh, well, he was on the roster for more than that.
Yeah.
For almost a month then. He was on the roster for a month or so.
Yeah, but Ben Simmons has been on a roster.
Yeah. All right.
This is scary. Lance McCullers.
Does Underdog give you how many games a guy will be actually play?
No, that
you
is.
Can't bet on, you can't.
I don't know. I have to look at that's one of the season longs, but no, they typically say how many strikeouts, like higher or lower 3.5 strikeouts, higher or lower than 1.5 total bases for Jose Altuve. You're stealing on that one. A lot of times they'll try to go to 2.5, and then they turn it into a scorcher because, 2.5 is a lot in a baseball game. So that might be a scorcher where you get 2.4 times your original play. These scorchers are the way that you get to 100 times your payout. Sometimes it's, 45 times, 67 times. It's still incredible. It's still incredible. And that's what you have with Underdog Fantasy. If you go to the website, and you can check it out on your laptop right now, or just download the app if you want. Download the app. Take a look at it. On the lower left-hand corner is the Pick'em Challenge, where you can, in their Pick'em, you basically go down there and you can start finding stats for NBA playoff games, baseball games, golf, anything and everything, and you start going higher or lower, higher or lower, higher or lower. With these statistics, you pick between 2 and 5, and you can win big money. It's absolutely legal here in the state of Texas, in case you're worried, and it's real money. It's actual real money that you are going to make, and that's my friends over at Underdog Fantasy. Right now, if you use promo code Lance, they're going to give you a special mystery pick when you sign up. So go download, and the mystery pick means it's an easy winner for you. That's what that means. Go download the app, use promo code Lance, get set up, and let's start watching the games and making some money with it with Underdog Fantasy. You must be 18 or older and present in the state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms and conditions apply. If you feel like you have a gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER or go to ncpgambling.org.
ESPN 97.5.
You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John and Lance.
On ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. So, you got that Lance McCullers thing. So, Lance McCullers was interviewed by Will Kunkel.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm. By the way, Lance McCullers has been in Major League Baseball since 2015. How many seasons do you think he's had 15 games pitched or more?
Okay, so this is 9 years.
15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24. This is his 10th year.
10th year. 10th year in the league.
How many games do you think he has pitched?
Are we
15
counting this
games
year?
Or more?
Because yes. He's going to pitch this year.
Okay.
Okay. That's maybe. Fine. I mean, probably.
Yeah, nine games, nine seasons so far. How many seasons do you think he's hit 15 games?
Twice. Pitched?
That's low. Four times. Rookie, 22. His third year, 22. His fourth year, 25. And then 19, he did not pitch. 20, he had 11, but that's because of COVID.
Yeah. So you can't count that.
21, he had 28. That's his career high was 2021. 22, he
really?
Had 8.
He pitched 28 games in 20.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, 3.16 ERA. 185 nice. Strikeouts and 162 and a third.
That's
innings.
When he got the big deal, right? $85 million.
Yeah, his, huh? Yeah. His hits got per his nine. Back. He led the league in hits per nine, 6.8. Home runs per nine, 0.7. It was only 76 walks, 185 strikeouts. It was
good. I don't think he likes to play this game.
Baseball?
Yeah.
You don't think Lance McCullers likes to play baseball?
No, this game of looking at his statistics.
How
often he's here.
No, I mean, it's just, but this is just to give context as why people get frustrated, because they're frustrated because they know he can pitch. They're frustrated because of what he's provided in the past. And some people, even though it's not your money, I get it, people get frustrated when a guy makes a bunch of money and doesn't pitch, but they get more frustrated with him, I've noticed, because he shows up in a lot of other places with non-baseball stuff. Like Michael Brantley, when he was hurt, wasn't always pushing his cocktails or coffee or whatever. Listen, this is what Lance McCullers is doing. This is, baseball's not going to last forever. I understand what Lance is doing. I also understand why people get frustrated.
He's got $85 million. That he's got to feed his family right now with a coffee shop is, it's kind of ridiculous.
Right. Well, I think some of it is probably he and his wife both. Like
I understand he wants to do something and what.
Yeah.
And start a business.
Well,
or
the frustration
whatever.
Is you.
But the frustration. This is not the time.
Everything is Maven Coffee. Yeah. Right now, right? Yeah. Everything is. There's a video that came out the other day where he's showing somebody where Jay Sean Tate, and it's just, I don't know what to tell Lance other than it's just going to piss people off.
Yeah.
And so here's Will Kunkel from Fox 26 sitting down and talking to Lance McCullers. It's brief, but there's also at his coffee shop with coffee and amenities and all of his Maven Coffee stuff out there on the video.
It's been a long time since he's been a star pitcher. He's aware of that. He's aware of everything that everybody says.
People are going to be mad at me because I have a hurt elbow from pitching. I mean, I can't do anything about that. People that are, like, mad at me, it's the weirdest thing.
Is it the weirdest thing that people are mad at him about? He has a hurt elbow. I think they're frustrated. I don't know if they're mad at him, but Lance hears things. Lance reads things. I've been told by somebody close to a situation that he makes a little list. Like, he is vindictive.
Okay.
You get
Jordan
on a list.
Vindictive?
Well, I mean, I don't know like that.
When he goes into the Hall of Fame, is he going to come after us?
Well, we're probably on the list.
Well, I would imagine we're on the list, but you know what? I'm not mad at him.
I'm not mad at him either.
I just would
but
like
if you're
to
not rocking
him
with him, if he thinks you're not rocking with him, he remembers it. And apparently, he told somebody locally, a local athlete in the city, that he was pissed. Like, he remembers everyone who said something negative about him. He's going to remember it forever.
How about something positive about him? I like how his hair is in the commercial, the HEB commercials.
Oh, that's another thing. People, your elbow's hurt, but you can lift up Jeremy Pena when you're dipping him as a mariachi dancer or whatever. not mariachi dancer, whatever the dancer would be called. Flamenco dancer. They don't like the fact that he's on commercials.
Yeah.
That he's everywhere but on the mound.
That's
and he's aware of it because he listens, and he's, I think
you
he's
can't
sensitive
really blame
to
people.
He's just got to listen.
That you're mad at him. I mean, whatever. I mean, honestly, you're mad at him. What are you gonna do? I'm not mad at him. What I would really like to see is him not in commercials. I would like to see him on the mound.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be great. That'd be awesome if he could be on the mound pitching. That would be sweet. I don't know. He's keeping a list. All right, whatevs. Got a list. You made the list, buddy. We just made the list by going over how few games he's pitched in his 9 years here. Now 10 years here. He's dying in the H.
He didn't say. He said bury me. He didn't say I'm dying in the H.
Well, bury him in the H.
Oh. Yes, I mean, it's where you made $85 million, but with the sleeping bag that you made. Honestly, it's just frustrating. I'm not going to tell the guy how to live his life. If I could get HEB money for commercials, I'd do it too. You know what? But
do you want to see him?
You can
him?
See how it looks.
But he's not a player right now. He's not on the, like, he doesn't, he has
he's an influencer.
Forever. Yeah,
right,
I mean,
now,
that's what it feels like. He's an influencer.
Until, you know, he works at his craft, pushing coffee, and does the baseball stuff too.
Wait, his works at his craft pushing coffee. Yeah. I thought you were going to say pitching.
Well, that's the joke. I got you. You thought I was going one way, I went the other way. That's part of the joke. He will be – he's working. We see him out there pitching off a mound. I know he's working. I'm not concerned about his money. In fact, it's not my money. I didn't pay him. Jim Crane paid him. The one who should be upset is Jim Crane, and apparently we haven't heard anything about that. So he's out there working on multiple things. He's got different streams of revenue, and I'm good with it.
Think about
when
this.
He comes back, he comes back.
Jim Crane – this is Jim Crane's Astros right here. This is what Jim Crane has to come to work with every day. Lance McCullers' contract, Jose Abreu's contract – I mean, I can't just keep saying Montero's contract because Montero has been better this year. But for sure, Christian Javier's contract. You got Javier, Abreu, and McCullers making about the same money. Those three guys are dead weight right now financially. Just dead weight. Javier pitches, but God, I'd rather him not pitch if he's going to pitch like yesterday in the game before the last game. In two of the three games, he's been atrocious. I'd rather Javier not pitch. And he's on the books. Man, Crane's on the books for that. He's not going to play Kyle Tucker, but he'll pay, you know, and I wanted Javier to get a deal. I'm not going back on that. Javier, I thought that was a great deal at the time, but man, Jim Crane has got to just be smarting with the, I mean, he's throwing away basically close to $60 million a year right now between those three guys.
I said I wasn't mad at McCullers, and I'm not, but he's got to take the word or the phrase "people are mad at me" out of his vocabulary. Don't sound like a teenage girl. People are mad at me. Say they're upset, they're angry. But listen to this. I can see why people would be a little upset. Listen to what he says.
People are going to be mad at me because I have a hurt elbow from pitching. I mean, I can't do anything about that. People that are like mad at me, it's just.
Come on, people are like mad at me.
You don't like the way he's saying it?
I don't like the tone.
You don't like the tone.
It reminds me of, well, you've got kids.
Yeah.
It sounds like a childish way of approaching what's going on. People are like, mad at me? Stop it. They're upset. You get it. But
you've had a career of injuries. People are frustrated.
People are like, mad at me?
And this is the third year in a row that this is a major, major
injury. Now, that's
kind of. And I know you can't help it.
Yes,
and
true.
He can't help it. And he's frustrated. But they're just upset that they see you. You don't pitch. But you do HEB commercials and a lot of coffee.
He does pitch.
It's
you can't. What do you mean?
He does pitch products.
Products.
Oh, see, I don't like the way you're behaving today.
Got him again.
I don't like all these puns that you're trying to.
He's a great pitch man.
These turns.
He is a great pitch man.
These turns of phrases.
Yeah. All right. 7-3-7-8-0-3-7-7-6. Craig DeSerf. He's working every day.
Yeah, he's not a pitch man. He's just honest when it comes to cars and trucks and what they've got going for you at Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC. That's just the way they operate. And I got to tell you, it's really, really cool when you are taking a look at all the different specials that they have going on right now. Well, I call them specials. What they are is they're actually considered to be programs. And so these programs have the capability of getting you into vehicles for great finance rates, great individual dealer cashback incentives. There's so many different things that they do to sweeten the pot. They start off with a great trade-in value. Trade-in values you're not going to find with most places. But Craig DeSerf wants you to get the best deal possible because he knows, look, we're not trying to make an extra $1,200 on a car. I'd rather you get that back so that you're happy and that you want to tell your friends about it. Car businesses is about quantity, so they want to sell you as many cars as you want to buy. And to do that, they got to make you happy. And that's something that they're going to do. I promise you that. It's my good friends over at Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC, Rick and Jeff and Craig. They're incredible. And the car buying experience is really a lot of fun. It's Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC. Go to LanceZCars.com.
ESPN 97.5.